This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the family method to finally break a recurring toxic trait cycle with a relative. 6 steps to end the pattern that keeps pulling your family backward. In short, this article teaches one framework, the family method. A 6-step system designed to help you break a recurring toxic trait cycle with a relative by replacing reactive habit with structured, deliberate communication. Find the right moment before the conversation begins. Identify the core issue beneath the toxic behavior pattern. Yield to a shared solution rather than a personal win. Definition: a toxic trait cycle is a recurring pattern in which a family member's harmful behavior, such as manipulation, dismissiveness, or hostility, triggers a predictable emotional reaction that reinforces the same conflict again and again, with neither party addressing the root cause directly. You said your piece. You were clear. You were even calm, which took everything you had. And then, 3 weeks later, though you both were again same argument, same heat, same wall. If that sounds familiar, the problem is not that you lack the courage to speak. The problem is that you're walking into that conversation without a system to back you up. A toxic trait cycle does not break through goodwill alone. It breaks when you stop improvising and start applying a structured approach that accounts for the emotional weight family carries. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the family method as a 6-step framework built specifically for this territory. Chapter 9 covers the full landscape of family conversations, and this method sits at the heart of it. What follows is the complete framework, shown in use, so you can reach for it the next time the cycle tries to pull you back in. Why toxic trait cycles in families are harder to break than any other conflict. A colleague who's rude to you is one thing. You can create distance. You can keep things professional. But a relative with a toxic trait pattern has something no colleague has: a lifetime of shared history wrapped around every single exchange. As I write and say it right every time, you're not just talking to a person. You're talking to a lifetime of shared history, of love and resentment, of joy and pain. That weight means the same words that work at the office will backfire at the dinner table. The emotional intensity is rawer, the unspoken expectations run deeper, and the invisible fences of family communication rules make every conversation a minefield. When pressure spikes inside a family dynamic, people fall back on the responses they have always used. Without a clear structure, your good intentions dissolve the moment your relative says the thing they always say. A framework does not remove the emotion. It gives you somewhere to stand when the emotion arrives. How the family method works step by step. I developed this framework, outlined in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, specifically to address the dynamics that make family conflict self-repeating. Each letter in the acronym names a step. The steps are sequential, because sequence matters. Skip one, and the whole conversation is likely to collapse back into the old pattern. Framework 1. The family method. What it is. A 6-step structure for confronting a recurring toxic trait cycle with a relative in a way that is both direct and compassionate. What it is designed for. Conversations where a family member's harmful behavior keeps repeating, and previous attempts to address it have either escalated into argument or faded without resolution. How it works. Number 1. F. Find the right moment. Timing is not a courtesy. It is a strategy. A conversation about a toxic trait pattern launched in the middle of a family gathering or immediately after the behavior has just occurred is almost guaranteed to fail. You need a neutral time, a private setting, and a moment when both of you are not already emotionally elevated. Approach the person and say something like, "I'd like to find a time this week to talk about something that's been on my mind. Would Thursday evening work for you?" That single step changes the entire architecture of what follows. Number 2. A. Acknowledge the shared history. Before you name the toxic behavior, you name the relationship. This is not softening the message. It is giving the other person a reason to stay in the conversation rather than defend. Try. "I know we've had versions of this conversation before, and I know it has not been easy for either of us." You are not excusing the pattern. You are showing that you understand the full weight of what you are both carrying. Number 3. M. Manage the emotional charge. Here is where most people lose the thread. The toxic trait in question, whether it is manipulation, chronic criticism, or hostility, will almost certainly trigger a reaction in you. Before the conversation, identify your own flashpoints. Decide in advance what you will do if your relative escalates: a short pause, a calm breath, a deliberate change of pace. You cannot manage their emotional intensity until you can manage your own. Number 4. Identify the core issue. Name the specific, recurring toxic behavior. Not every grievance you've stored up since 2019. One clear, concrete issue. What I want to talk about is the way our conversations about my parenting choices tend to end with you telling others what I've said, and it's created a pattern I can no longer ignore. Precision matters here. Vague complaints invite vague defenses. Number 5. Listen without judgment. Once you have named the issue, stop and genuinely listen. Not to reload your argument, but to understand their perspective on the cycle. Their explanation may frustrate you. It may reveal something you did not expect. Either way, the step signals that you're not there to win a battle. As I note and say it right every time, a family conversation is not a battle to be won. It's a problem to be solved. Number 6. Why? Yield to a shared solution. Yield does not mean surrender. It means you're willing to find an outcome that both of you can live with, rather than insisting on total capitulation from the other person. Offer a specific, practical change. I'm asking that if you have a concern about a decision I've made, you come to me directly before speaking to anyone else. Can we agree to that? A solution with a specific behavioral commitment is the only thing that has a chance of breaking the cycle. When to use it? When the same conflict has surfaced at least twice with no lasting resolution, and when the toxic behavior is specific enough to name clearly. When not to use it? When the relative is in an actively agitated state, when safety is a concern, or when you have not yet identified the single core issue you need to address. Worked example. A woman named Royson keeps discovering that her mother has shared her personal struggles with other family members after Royson confides in her. Royson chooses a Wednesday afternoon call when both are relaxed. She acknowledges, I know we are close, and I know you mean well. She names the issue. But when I share something private, and it travels to the rest of the family, I stop feeling safe being honest with you. She listens as her mother explains she was only trying to get support. Then she yields to a specific agreement. I need you to keep what I share with you between us. If you need to talk to someone about it, please tell me first. No accusations. No old history dragged in. One cycle, addressed directly. Eamon's note. The step people skip most often is why. They do the hard work of naming the issue, and then they stop, waiting for the other person to fix everything. Yielding to a solution is where the real change lies. Without it, you have made a speech not a repair. The boundary method. When a toxic trait pattern needs a firm limit. Sometimes a conversation alone is not enough. When a relative's toxic traits persist despite repeated discussion, the family method needs a partner. That partner is the boundary method, also from Say It Right Every Time. Framework 2. The boundary method. What it is. An 8-step guide to setting firm, compassionate limits with a family member whose toxic traits continue despite conversation. What it is designed for. Situations where the family method has been applied, a solution was agreed, and the toxic behavior has resumed anyway. This method enforces real consequences. How it works. Number 1. Be clear about the behavior. State the specific toxic trait in plain language, with no ambiguity. Number 2. Own your needs. Claim responsibility for your own limits rather than framing the boundary as a punishment. Number 3. Understand their perspective. Briefly acknowledge what the boundary might feel like to them. Number 4. Navigate their reaction. Expect pushback and decide in advance that you will not argue the boundary's existence. Number 5. Decide the consequence. Name what will happen if the behavior continues. Be specific and honest. Number 6. Act consistently. Follow through every time, without exception. Number 7. Reevaluate over time. Assess whether the boundary is working or needs adjustment. Number 8. Why? Yield to a new dynamic. Stay open to the relationship evolving as the old toxic pattern loses its grip. The critical principle. A boundary without a consequence is just a suggestion. This is the line from Say It Right Every Time that I have repeated to more people than I can count. The consequence does not have to be dramatic. It has to be real and consistent. Worked example. After using the family method with his brother about chronic belittling comments, a man named Declan finds the behavior restarts within a month. He applies the boundary method, stating clearly, "If you make that kind of comment again, I will end the call immediately." The next time it happens, he does exactly that. No argument, no explanation. just a consistent consequence. Over time, the brother learns the boundary is real. Eamon's note, setting limits is not cruelty. When you set clear limits, you're teaching a person how to be in a relationship with you. That is an act of respect, not rejection. If you are also dealing with toxic behaviour patterns in a work context, the same structural thinking applies. How to set boundaries with demanding colleagues without harming team synergy gives you parallel tools for professional relationships. Choosing between the two frameworks, a decision guide. Both frameworks address toxic trait cycles, but they serve different moments. Use this guide to choose situation framework to use. First or second time addressing the toxic trait family method. Pattern has been discussed. Nothing has changed boundary method. Behavior is ongoing but relationship is recoverable. Family method first, then boundary. Relative repeatedly tests the limit after agreement. Boundary method. Conversation has never happened at all. Family method. Safety or repeated hostility is involved. Boundary method, possibly with external support. The short version: start with family when you are trying to solve the problem together. Move to boundary when you need to protect yourself from the problem continuing. Most serious toxic trait cycles will require both, in that order. For situations where the toxic behaviour is more passive, how to address passive-aggressive behaviour that silently eroding team synergy covers the specific challenge of indirect harmful patterns. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The mistakes that keep the cycle running. Even with a solid framework in hand, certain habits will pull you back into the old pattern. Here is what to watch for. The mistake. You address 5 toxic behaviours at once. Why it happens. Stored frustration finds an opening and floods out. What to do instead? Choose one specific, recurring behaviour and address only that. Precision is what creates change. The mistake. You wait until you are already angry to start the conversation. Why it happens. The toxic behaviour triggers you, and the urge to respond immediately feels like courage. What to do instead? Step F of the family method exists for exactly this reason. Find the right moment, not the reactive one. The mistake. You state the boundary, but skip the consequence. Why it happens. Naming a consequence feels aggressive or premature. What to do instead? A limit without a consequence is not a limit. Decide in advance what the consequence is and state it calmly once. The mistake. You take full responsibility for the other person's reaction. Why it happens. Family conditioning runs deep, and guilt is a powerful silencer. What to do instead? You are responsible for your part in the cycle. You're not responsible for managing their response to your honesty. For the vocabulary of responsible ownership in conflict, how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy-breaking blame cycles walks you through the specific language that keeps you accountable without absorbing blame that is not yours. Scripts you can use right now. The frameworks give you structure. These scripts give you the words. Addressing a recurring toxic trait pattern from Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Name. I've noticed that we keep having the same argument about specific issue. I don't want to keep doing this. It's not good for either of us, and it's not good for our relationship. I'd like to find a way to break this pattern. I'm willing to take responsibility for my part in this. Can we agree to try a different approach? Setting a boundary with a parent. Mum, I need you to respect my decision about specific issue. I'm an adult now, and I need to make my own choices, even if they are not the choices you would make. I love you, and I value your opinion, but I need you to trust me to live my own life. Apologising after your own contribution to the cycle. Name, I want to apologise for specific action. I know that what I did hurt you, and I'm truly sorry. I should have what you should have done instead. I value our relationship, and I want to make things right. Notice that apology script is not about making yourself feel better for having said your piece. As I write and Say It Right Every Time, an apology is not about making yourself feel better. It's about making the other person feel heard and valued. That distinction matters enormously inside a toxic trait cycle, where both people often feel justified and unheard simultaneously. If the breakdown has been severe enough that you need written communication first, how to write a professional apology email at work gives you a structural approach to written repair that translates well to personal relationships too. building fluency with these frameworks over time. Reading these steps once will not make them available to you in the moment. That is the hard truth. When your relative says the thing they always say, your nervous system will want to respond the way it always has. Your job is to make the framework more familiar than the old habit. Here is a realistic practice plan. In the next week, write out the 6 family steps in your own words. Describe the specific toxic trait cycle you're dealing with. Identify which step you have previously skipped, because everyone skips one. Before the next conversation, rehearse your opening line aloud. Not in your head. Out loud. Practice the moment where you name the core issue. Decide in advance what your consequence will be if the pattern continues. After the conversation, note which step was hardest. That is your practice point. Do not judge the result of the first conversation too quickly. Toxic trait cycles built over years do not dissolve in a single exchange. Over the following months, reinforce consistently. Boundaries and behavioral agreements require ongoing reinforcement. The cycle will test you. Each time you hold the line, the old pattern loses a little more of its grip. For the conversations that need a more structured resolution process, how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy gives you a parallel framework built for high-stakes conflict resolution. If the toxic behavior sits with someone in a position of authority within your family, the dynamics parallel what you find in professional hierarchies. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy and scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy both offer supporting language you can adapt. What to carry away from this? Here is the truth of it. You cannot control whether your relative changes. What you can control is whether you keep walking into the same cycle without a plan. The family method does not guarantee the other person will respond well. It guarantees that you will show up prepared, clear, and grounded rather than reactive and improvising. Breaking a toxic trait cycle is a practice that unfolds over time, not a single brave conversation. Each step you take with structure, each time you hold a stated limit, each time you choose a well-timed conversation over an angry one, you make the old cycle less sustainable. This much I know for certain, the people I have seen break these patterns were not the ones with the most natural talent for communication. They were the ones who stopped relying on instinct and started applying a system. The family method is that system. Use it. Frequently asked questions. What is a toxic trait cycle in a family relationship? A toxic trait cycle is a recurring pattern where one or more family members repeat harmful behaviours, triggering the same emotional reactions and arguments each time. The cycle continues because no one addresses the root behaviour directly. It feeds on shared history and unspoken expectations. How does the family method break a toxic trait cycle? The family method breaks a toxic trait cycle by giving you a structured 6-step process, finding the right moment, acknowledging shared history, managing emotional intensity, identifying the core issue, listening without judgment, and yielding to a shared solution rather than a win. When should I use the family method with a difficult relative? Use it when the same argument keeps surfacing, when a relative's toxic traits trigger a predictable emotional reaction in you, or when previous conversations have ended without resolution. It works best when you are calm enough to follow the steps rather than react. What if the relative refuses to engage after I use the family method? The refusal tells you something important. The toxic trait cycle has more investment for them than the relationship does right now. Your job is to stay consistent, enforce your stated consequences, and avoid re-entering the cycle on their terms. Consistent reinforcement is the only lever you have. How is the family method different from just having a difficult conversation? An unstructured, difficult conversation often escalates because emotion overtakes intention. The family method builds a sequence that manages emotional intensity before the core issue is raised, which keeps the conversation from collapsing into the same old cycle. How long does it take to break a recurring toxic trait cycle using the family method? There is no fixed timeline. Some cycles begin to shift after one well-executed conversation. Others require months of consistent reinforcement. The method is a practice, not a one-time event. Each time you follow the steps, you make the old cycle slightly harder to sustain. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.